This is Miss Daisy. Channel 1 right. Wednesday morning, the 29th of March, 72. This is the beginning of the visit of Miss Daisy. This Wednesday morning, the 29th of March, 72. Channel 1 right. This is Channel 1 right. And the beginning of the visit of Miss Daisy. This Wednesday morning, the 29th of March, 72. This is Channel 1 right. And beginning of the visit of Miss Daisy. This Wednesday morning, the 29th of March, 72. This is the beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 29th of March, 72. Channel 1 right. Channel 1 right, and the beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 29th of March, 72. Channel 1 right, and the beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 29th of March, 72.
In here. Hello, line shoes. Thank you. Good morning.
Do you stay in an old dark house?
Me? Well, it ain't so dark. See, I opened the windows, little light shining in, but if I shut it all up, I'm in a dark house.
You don't have that old electric light on?
Nope. I don't have no light outside. Did I tell them they got enough light outside to furnish my life?
That's the truth.
And it don't cost me nothing.
You know, some people have that little bulb inside burning all the time. I don't like that bulb.
You don't keep a light in your house burning all the time.
No.
In the house.
No. Mm-hmm. And I do not like in the house.
I don't like too much light, Miss Daisy.
I don't either. I like a plenty of light in the daytime. If I'm going to sew or going to do something. But at night, I don't sleep under no light.
Yeah. Some people do.
Some people do. No, I don't.
Golly, see. I don't either. That would be something to sleep with the light on, wouldn't it?
You sleep on the light?
No.
I don't know what what you'd want to see when you're asleep.
Sometimes the children come up to the house first night. Dollars. There'll be a bit of light in my house. And Mama, what you doing sitting up in the dark? I said, I don't want to sit in the dark. But now Miss Desi, she likes plenty light.
Oh.
Oh, she does.
She likes plenty light.
She likes that little old white ball of the light.
Mm-hmm.
You look at that 5 minutes and it'll put your eyes out.
She say she burn a light so she can see out if anything walking around out there. She can see her. I say, well, you can't do nothing about it. I say, they can see you from out there better than you can see them.
Yeah.
But she don't believe that. If the light shine on them, it shine right in her house.
Yeah.
It's just as fair for one to see as it is the other.
Yeah. And a little better.
They got a light up there. Well, I ain't got no light in my house. They don't know where I am. They don't don't know whether I'm in the front or in the back.
They don't even know that you're there.
That's right. I tell them, ain't nobody gonna worry around out there around us too much. I said, they can look at these old houses and know there ain't no money in there. I said, that's what they want, money.
Yeah. That's right. Or wash kettles.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still using that old wash tub for a wash kettle?
Wash tub?
Yeah.
For what?
For a wash kettle.
Oh, I'll use it to boil them. Clean out my pot now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you are. Yes. Started to cleaning out my pot.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna use my tub. Right on. He took care of me when I didn't have no pot, so take care of me right on. For a while.
You think it'll hold up?
Mm-hmm. With the tub? Well, I'm cleaning the pot. So if the tub give out, I won't have to stop. Right on.
Yeah. That tub, it needs a little thicker bottom, mister.
Talking about the tub?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But do you know they'll last a long time?
On the fire?
On the fire, the boiling. I never have had to use one before. But I've seen folks use them all the time.
Oh, really?
They didn't want a wash pot. They said it's too heavy.
Yeah.
From the lift around. Well, you see, I always been used to a wash pot. I want a wash pot.
Yeah. Well, what does a wash pot do that this old tub won't do?
Huh?
What will a wash pot do?
What will it do?
That the tub won't do.
No. One thing it'll do, it'll hold heat longer than a tub. It'll boil longer than a tub.
Yeah.
You can get a wash pot hot and just have a little fire and he'll keep simmering. But a tub, if the fire go out, the tub go down. It don't hold no heat no long time.
Oh.
It's too thin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Can't get my throat clear, Miss Daisy.
Well, I can't get mine clear.
Oh, you got a frog, too.
Yeah, it started yesterday evening. That's when I noticed it. I've been feeling it kind of sore. So, yesterday evening I come after losing my voice. I said, that's wrong.
And it's a little raw?
Mm-hmm. But that's just had a terrible cold.
She says it's just sinus.
It's cold.
But I think it's a cold.
It's a cold. I know it's a cold. That's her, my Sunday, her nose was running and my eyes was running. Water. And she just thought she was that all sick. I went over there. I didn't know it. I went over there. I didn't see her. When I don't see her, out on the porch and around in the yard, I go over there after a while to see what's going on. So I went over there. She said, so. I said, how you feeling? She said, I'm sick. Said this cold has got me. Nah. I said, you'll get anybody down. They get on. I said, they get on you when they get ready. I said, but you have to brace up against them. She said, I was here sick all day yesterday with a cold. Said this cold has had me sick. I said, Lord, Miss Bess has had a heap of them sick. Boy, got you sick. I said, but they just don't give up to it all the time. Any little thing happened to Miss Bessie, she just thinks she's bad or sick.
Yeah.
I'll have to agree with Miss Miles. Miss Miles says she thinks she's scared.
Well, you know, she probably is, Miss Daisy.
She may be. Well, you know, now, you know she... You would have to think she was scared. Now, she paid $5 a month for that one light out there.
$5?
That's what she said now. I don't know.
My.
Well, the way I see it, she really don't need that light. But she wants it.
Yeah.
She ain't got nothing to do out there. If she had to work or something like that, it'd be a different thing. But she ain't got nothing to do. But she wants it, and she had to pay for it so she can have it. So she was talking one day, and she said, Doris and them, they ought to put a light down there. I said, why you think so? She said, why they could see around there. I said, when they go in the house, they go to bed. I said, they ain't looking for nothing. She said, yes, but if something was to happen to come around, they could see it. I said, not from back there where they sleep at. Well, I thought to myself, your light and they porch light, they got a light on their back porch. That ought to be enough light.
Yeah.
I ain't got none. And I go in and shut up my house. I shut my light off. Ain't no light on my porch. They think I should have one, but my best light shines right on my porch, all the way close. Doris and them's back light, it'll shine till I get home. Well, I really don't need no light after I get home.
Yeah.
And go in the house. You can't sit out there in the summertime. The mosquitoes eat you up out there. Well, why would I want a light?
Well, that's right. Come dark, the mosquitoes come out.
That's right. Now, Doris and them, they got a light on their back porch. Well, they got a screen door, back and front. Well, they shut their screen. The skeeters don't get in their house, but they don't sit on their porch. You lead them up out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think I ever saw anybody sitting on that porch.
No, they don't hardly ever sit on that porch.
Well, it's not come quite time to sit on the porch.
Sir?
It's not quite time yet to sit on your porch.
Oh, no, it ain't.
You and Miss Bessie looked mighty comfortable the other day on her porch.
Oh, well, we was. You know, when I have a little time, I go there and sit with her a little while. I've got to go there today sometime. She been talking about going to Palm Beach for Easter. So I mentioned it to her there. I said, well, now, you got to get out of that bed. I said, and get straightened out for Palm Beach. She said, I don't think I'm going. She thinks you're too sick to go.
Well, was she out yesterday?
Who, Miss Bessie? Well, she up. She was up. She sat on the porch a while.
Yeah.
I didn't see her outdoors, but she went out there. Oh, she turned the chickens out and fed them, and turned the goose out and fed him. So I went over there late yesterday evening. She was fixing the boys' supper.
Yeah.
Isaiah and J.R.
Oh, yeah, J.R. I think we saw J.R. walking over there with his sack.
He had a big sack yesterday.
Oh, yeah, he did. I wonder.
He must have been hungry.
Is sick as she thought she was. She never missed a time fixing their meal. She'd get up and fix their meal. I went over there late one evening. I said, "Oh, you feeling better?" I said, "You cooking?" She said, "Well, they ain't got nobody else to cook for them." I said, "Let them cook for themselves."
Yeah.
If I didn't feel like it, if I felt as bad as she thinks she feels, they would cook it. But
yeah.
By it already done.
Yeah. Now, she hadn't been over to your house lately.
No, sir. She ain't able to walk over there.
Well, how is she going to Palm Beach, Miss Susan?
I don't know. But I tell you the truth, I don't believe she's going.
You don't think so? Well, like you said, you know, she needs to change those thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, she don't be thinking about it. But Bessie, she'll get after and keep on after until she thinks she's in notion of going.
Yeah.
Well, now when she went down there before, I think she was a week getting over it. She said it was from the walk. She had to walk so far. All right. She went up to Gainesville one day last week. Well, the next day she couldn't walk. She couldn't get about. She was so weak. So I said to her, my mother, I said, "Well, you drink, what make you so weak?" She said, "I don't know." I said, "Well, one thing, age." I said, "You can't do everything this year what you done 2 years ago and get along with." So Doris went over there to see you. And Doris said she told her, "See, I think what makes my legs bother and feel so weak, so I went to Gainesville the other day and I was looking for me some shoes. And we walked and we walked and we walked." So we went to I don't know how many stores. And Lord said she told me. "Well, now you ain't got over there walk trying to get to the train to go to Palm Beach. Then why would you go up there and try to walk all over Gainesville?" She said, "Well, I wanted me some shoes for Easter." I said, "Shucks. I want nothing for Easter. I used to when I was younger and when I was going places. I'd rather get me something for Easter, but Easter comes to me now that's like any other day. Folks got where they don't. They don't have nothing hard at the church, not our church, no program, Easter program. We used to have big ones, all that. But the folks that had them, like me and Dora and our children, well, you see, we would see that our children went. Well, these children don't go to Sunday school.
So they can't have a program.
They can't have a program. Their parents don't even send them to Sunday school. Now what you gonna buy something for? You can't walk far enough to show it. And that's all it is, a show.
Yeah.
Well, I done quit showing up.
Well, Whitney, you haven't exactly quit, Miss Daisy, but you don't do it as much as you did at one time.
No, sir.
But at one time, you've done pretty good.
I done pretty good.
Yes.
But now, well, you see, at that time, when I was doing pretty good, I didn't have to wait on nobody to catch me. I could walk.
Yeah.
Where I wanted to go.
Yeah.
Well, I can't walk far now.
Yeah.
If I walk from here to my church, how is I'm gonna get back? I'll stay home.
Yeah.
If these folks got cars, if they don't think enough of me or don't
remember you.
Appreciate me and remember what I have done there. And come by and say, Daisy, you want to go to church? I'm not going to have to come take me to the church.
Yeah.
No, I ain't helping me. Stay home. When sometimes someone says, well, why are you going to the church, son? I said, why you didn't come take me?
Yeah.
I said, I seen days I could walk up there. I said, but I don't see that day now. I said, it's past.
Walk up there even in new shoes.
Yes. No, I can't hardly wear old ones at home.
Well, you have walked up there many a time, haven't you?
Many a time.
From way off up there.
Yeah, from that junction up there. I've walked there many a time. I'd walk there at night to church. I'd leave home about before sundown.
Yeah.
My time, church time. Well, I was there. Me and Dora Mitchell.
Yeah.
And our children.
Yeah. Well, now, where was Dora living then?
Living up there side the road. On that Smith, used to be Smith property. I don't know who it belonged to now.
Yeah.
They done tore the old house down. What she was living in.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd walk on down there and
walk on down
pick
to her
Dora.
House. And me and her'd get together. She'd be ready and have her children ready. If she wasn't ready, she didn't like much. So we'd get in the road, going on down. Thought nothing by.
Yeah. And you'd have plenty to discuss on the way.
On the way. Well, you see, I guess that's reason it didn't seem far and didn't seem hard.
Yeah.
We talked so much.
Yeah. Well, now, one thing you had to talk about, Miss Daisy, was, you know, the work around.
Talk about our work?
Well, I mean, like out in the field.
Yeah.
You'd sort of pick up
you
what...
See, that's all we know to talk about. We didn't take no paper. We didn't read nothing to talk about.
Yeah, didn't have
so we had nothing to talk about. But our work on the farm and our church work.
Yeah.
That's all we had to talk about. But it kept us company.
Well, you'd have to sort of talk about what old man Smith was doing to see where you all could work the next week,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm. That's it.
You'd go over the farming and all.
Uh-huh.
You'd say he was going to hoe out his beans or something.
Uh-huh. We hoed cucumbers, squash, and tomatoes. We didn't hoe beans.
No.
Because they plowed
yeah.
the beans and kept them clean. But you see them vines, they couldn't plow that so well.
Yeah.
We would have to have a little sticky move them out this middle over there and hold this middle and then turn them back.
Oh, really?
Well, you see, this would be my room, and then to be yours. Well, your middle over there, it come up to my room. And when we got out, well, you see, that road was clean.
Yeah.
You could turn the vine back. That's the way we hold that.
Yeah. Well, now, you all knew how to do that.
No.
Nora knew how.
That's right. But, nah, I don't know what to do to them. I don't know where the plows at all with the tractor or how to do it.
Yeah. I don't reckon they don't do any more hoeing than they have to, do they?
No.
But now you see, you and Dora, you all could hoe and you all didn't mind hoeing.
No, sir. We didn't mind. We enjoyed it.
Yeah.
We were glad when, it come time to go to work. Well, when we wasn't on the farm, we'd be in the woods giving moss.
Yeah.
Me and her.
Yeah. Now, y'all done that a long time, didn't you?
A long time.
Yeah.
Well, we liked to done it until they shut us out.
Yeah.
Built fences, bought cows.
Yeah.
Since then, everything.
And then let the cows have the moss.
Then let the cows give her the moss.
Yeah, and you see, you could look forward to that the next day. You know, you had something to do,
right.
And it was nice to do.
That's right.
It kind of like entertainment, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because you'd have somebody there to talk to.
Now, when the boy got scarce on the farm, there wasn't much for the women to do. Well, we watched it now.
Yeah.
Well, I would keep me 3 washings besides my own all the summer.
Yeah.
Sometimes we'd work a day, sometimes we'd work a piece of day. Well, that day we didn't work, that's the day I washed. Next day, mostly I'd wash in the evening. I'd wash out of barn Monday evening, get up Tuesday morning, hang them up.
Yeah.
When I come Tuesday, they's ready to come in the house.
And nobody bothered them?
Nobody bothered them. I'd wash out me another one.
Yeah. And the folks wasn't in such a hurry then?
No. No.
You
see, I was down there under that magnolia tree.
Yeah.
Nothing bothered me whilst I was there. That was the comfortest place I had.
Yeah.
Nobody to bother me, nobody bother nothing. Just go home, go to work, work as long as you want and quit. Do one thing as long as you want and quit that and do something else.
Yeah.
Nobody bother.
Yeah.
I wonder sometime why Miss Bessie gets so lonesome. I don't get lonesome. What is that thunder? Wow. Guess I better get back to my house.
Maybe it'll rain a little bit. Well, I see it, Missy. Miss Bessie never was a field hand, Miss.
No, not to my knowing. She always cooked.
Yes.
Ever since I knew her. She worked in the kitchen. Well, before I know her, I hear her talking about how she used to cook and do things. Well, she ain't got nobody to cook for now but her and J.R. and Isaiah.
Yeah.
But do you know, the way I see it, she could find enough of something in the house to do.
Yeah.
To kind of keep her company.
Yeah.
That's what I do. I find I ain't in the field neither. Nah. But I don't get lonesome.
Yes, Miss Daisy. But you see, you used to do all that field work. And you got used to that, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't need anything to entertain you. Because
mm-hmm.
you had it all right there.
That's right.
You know what, lonesome was you?
That's right.
Or bored?
That's right.
You just look forward to it.
Look forward to that.
Well, now you see, you just do the same way now.
Same way now.
Yes, sir. You don't go to field, but you do the same way.
Do the same way.
Yes, sir. Well, now, I think
well, I think this, Mr. Marvin. You make yourself what you want yourself to be. If you feel like you're lonesome and forsaken, then he is. But if you don't, if you feel like, well, I'll do so-and-so now. Well, maybe this evening I'll do something there.
Yeah.
Well, tomorrow I'll do something there. But just accept. Don't know nothing to do. Nothing but think. But one wrong thing with Bessie. She worries about that last boy she lost.
Yeah.
She worries about that lot. She worries about both of them. Well, I know she missed them. And that first one it died. They would always send her something. Send her some money. 2 or 3 times a year. Well, this last one what died, he didn't do much for her. She said he wasn't able. He had too big a family. And then she said this, I ain't got nobody. And I used to, when I get in need, I could write my children to send me some money. Ain't got nobody. And I said, well, that's a whole lot of them in your shape. They ain't got nobody. I said, I've got children. And they're on there. I said, but they ain't got nothing for me. I said, now don't worry about it. I said, I don't worry about that. I said, I tell you this, you have to look at it like that. We come here to stay so long and go, all of us. I says, and ain't but one way you don't go, you don't come. I said, that's the way it is with your boy. They live their time out. I said, just like me and you gonna do one day. I said, he going too.
Miss Daisy?
She said, yes, I know.
Let me tell you, them field hand business, them field hands. Now, you know, when I first come down here, Miss Bootsy, she had a good deal of life left in her when I come down here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all she ever done, that field work.
Field work.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, now she done some housework, but she didn't. She'd rather do the field work.
That's right.
And that's what she done almost.
That's right.
Right, clear on up as long as she could wiggle, didn't she?
That's right.
Now, Miss Mary never done any field work, did she?
Who?
Mary.
Who?
Miss Gussie.
Not. Yeah, she went back down on her place. They would plant stuff back there.
And she'd work it?
She kept work. Well, I ain't never worked with her.
So she knowed how to work in the field.
Who, Miss Mayor?
Uh-huh.
I think Mayor know how to do most anything, don't she?
Well, since I've known her, she hadn't done the field work, they've had all them cows.
Mm-hmm.
But they get out there with them cows.
At least she ever got them sold. She told me here some time ago she was going to sell them.
All of them?
Mm-hmm. She said she didn't need no cows.
Oh, really? Is that right?
That's what she said. She said she was going to sell them.
Well, I thought that's the way
she... But she didn't know when.
I thought that's the way she made a living.
Well, I reckon she's going to get it all in a lump. But I don't believe she sold them. You know, when we went by there, they were still there.
You know, they've got 200 or 300 cows, mister.
Hmm? 300?
200 or 300 cows.
Yeah.
They got cows.
I guess you have to sell them from time to time. So you don't sell them all at one time.
You wouldn't think so.
Must think, but she said she's going. She thought she would get rid of all of them. Because she didn't need them.
Yeah. Well, that's, she got a lot of cows.
She may not sell now. She may sell them like she's been doing.
Yeah.
Two or three or four or five at a time.
Yeah.
Like that.
Just one load. Just a load.
Mm-hmm. You know, it takes some lots of feed to fatten cows, enough to sell them for beef. Of course, I don't know what she was going to sell her for. I don't think she's just going to sell them to get rid of them, or going to sell them for beef, or what. But I don't believe she sold any. But she way back there in them woods, you don't know what Mary doing. Cause she tell you.
Did you, you know, somebody told me that she used to have a little Ford runabout car with a rumble seat.
A car?
With a rumble seat.
Uh-huh.
Now, did you ever ride in that?
Uh-uh.
Now, that was sporty in those days.
Mm-hmm. No, I never did ride in that.
Miss Lady, did you ever notice Miss Mary just put a roof on her house?
Miss Mary had put a roof on her house.
Yes.
Miss Myers told me she was putting it on.
Well, we got to watching it, you see. A lot of things went wrong with that roof, and we talked about it a good bit, and I got to thinking about roofs.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, we was coming on up the dirt road there and passed Charlie James's house.
Mm-hmm.
Faye's the one that saw it. Did you ever notice that roof?
What's so rusty and looks so bad? Yeah.
Patched with a sack in one corner?
Patched with the sack? I didn't see the sack. But I noticed the roof needs attention bad.
Well, it looked to me like it didn't hardly have any roof on it. It just broken up and everything.
That's
right. You know,
well, I don't think Charlie James kept it up like he should. It was so run down before he left it. So they tell me now these folks in there bought it.
Yeah.
Well, it's gonna take a little time for them to fix it. They've done a lot of work on that house.
Have they?
Yes, before they were in it. But they didn't get to the roof. They worked on the sides and the inside so they could get in.
Yeah.
But the roof sure needs attention.
Yeah, you've seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it. I looked at it a few times. The porch needs something too.
You know that that is that roof. I don't see how that roof turns water.
That don't be.
I don't believe it does.
I don't believe it.
Well, now let me tell you, Miss Daisy. They got Burnett living there now.
Burnett's there with his son.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he's a great man for fixing and all like that.
Mm-hmm.
They could just turn that roof over to him.
Mm-hmm. They're not doing nothing. Burnett, thing Burnett, the Duke, build him a house and get in it.
His own house.
His own house. Me and James went by there yesterday morning, and I said to James, I said, well, Ray, why did Burnett don't clean up that mess and put him a house back there? James said, I don't think he's figuring on building no house. So he was talking about putting him a trailer out there. I said, well, why don't he do it? I said, that house up there ain't no more big enough for that boy and his family. I said, where do Pedro stay? I think he said Pedro stays with his sister. I believe that's where he stays. And see, Burnett ain't got nobody but himself. He ain't got a young boy there, his baby, but that boy works. He makes his own money. I know he works. Burnett told me he gives him all he makes. He don't take it from him. He told me he made $40. One week. I said, well, you take care of it, huh? No, he take care of his own money. He's 15 years old. If he gonna ever know how to take care of it, he can take care of it now. I said, yes.
You reckon he can?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Well,
but I think he needs some help to take care of it. Plan, help him plan something to do with it.
How would a 15-year-old boy make $40 a week, Miss Daisy?
Tracting.
I see.
You see, your daddy got a tractor.
Yeah.
And he use it. He can run it with his daddy.
Well, now, you know, it just occurs to me, one reason Burnett wouldn't care to have a trailer back there all to himself is, then he'd have to do his own cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And he might not like that. Now,
that's
I don't
right.
know.
I don't either.
I wouldn't want to do all my own cooking.
No.
If I could.
I like my own house.
Yeah.
My own house. I don't want to pile up on nobody.
Well,
if I'm grown, I ought to be able to get on my own.
Yeah, but you and Burnett are a little bit different, you see.
Mm-hmm.
He don't. He don't stay in the house.
No.
He's out all the time.
The most of the time. I guess he'd be there at night.
Yeah, maybe sleep there.
I guess so. But after all, he'll have his own place to go to at night. Now, them children, all of them left him over there in his house. got out in their own house. Well, now why he be this that kind? He say he ain't gonna marry no more. He may have a good reason. Maybe ain't nobody gonna marry.
He's an independent fella now, is he?
Who, Bunny? Yes, sir.
He always been that way?
Yes, sir. He rags on his money.
You heard him.
He done plenty of time. He don't beg. He don't ask nobody for nothing.
Yeah.
He take care of himself.
That what he say?
That's what he say. And I guess he do. But he there for that girl to cook for him.
Yeah.
And he sleeps there.
Yeah.
Well, that's not your own.
No, that's not so independent.
No.
And he looked like he got a pretty hearty appetite.
From the looks of him, he is.
You suppose he does like Isaiah, just pays that girl $10 a week?
I don't know how they do that.
Well, she'd lose money on that, wouldn't she?
Right. I don't know how they do that. But I do know this. It's just too many of them there. In that one house.
Yeah.
And Burnett got so much of sense, and he knows so much, look like he'd know that much.
Yeah.
And get out to himself.
Yeah.
Well, Miss Daisy, let me tell you, I've tried to stop in there and visit with him. You know, I used to visit all of them down that road.
Oh, yeah.
When, Amy was there. You see, I was always stopping there and talking. And Charlie James, when I come down here, he was in pretty fair shape when I come down here.
That's right.
And I stopped there and talked to him. Picked him up on the road. You see, he'd be going over making up somewhere, and we'd talk. Well, I stopped there, and the only person there is that little girl.
Mm-hmm.
With two or three of those children. Well, I can't stop there and talk to that little girl, you see. Ain't anybody else there.
That's right.
And, you see, if her mama was there, somebody like that, I could stop them and
mm-hmm.
talk.
Mm-hmm.
Or some of the grown folks,
you
might
right.
call them. She's so young. So I haven't got very far down there. But now, you see, you can stop and talk with him.
I don't have time.
And you can find out some of these sayings that we are talking about.
I don't have time. I can't walk fast, and it takes all my steps to try to keep my place kind of cheap.
Well, you ought to visit people like that, Miss Daisy. You don't have to walk.
The old standard true on sealing visits makes long friendship.
What's that?
A seldom visit will make long friendships.
Yeah. Well,
she seems a right nice little girl, though. That
who?
Girl down there.
Faye's been in there and talked to her.
Who?
The girl down there where Burnett is. That's the boy's wife.
Oh. Yes, well.
Who is she?
Well, I think she's some kin to the Scots.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, now the Scots, you see, the only one I know is that big boy.
Tell me, Charles.
Charles.
You said that big boy, all of them big but one.
That's right. That's right. I haven't seen Charles in years.
Who?
I don't believe he's around here now. I don't.
Oh,
we
yeah.
haven't seen. Is he here?
Who?
Charles.
Yes.
He's
I
there.
Seen him last night.
Oh, you did.
Whereabouts?
Over to Darcy's. He come over there to see them about something.
He was
on business.
What does he do now, Mr.
Charles? I don't know. He works in Gainesville or something.
Yes.
But what he do, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, he's a smart fella.
Who, Charles?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. He works all the time, just about.
Yeah.
Now, his brother here belongs to the football. He plays football.
Yeah.
I asked him the other day where I was, Marvin. He said, Dar said the last she heard of him, he was in Texas. So he just goes around. What do you reckon?
Oh, I see. Well, now, you know, when Charles was growing up, you'd see him walking past here.
Mm-hmm.
Going to the Sunday school way up there at Center Point.
Uh-huh. They don't go now. They don't go to Sunday school now. They just like these others, Samuel and all these others, ought to be in Sunday school. They don't go to Sunday school.
They don't go? You never see them?
No. Go anywhere but to Sunday school. And the parents don't care. They don't try to make them go.
Is that right?
Yes, I said, well, you know these children ought to be in Sunday school every Sunday. Well, they don't want to go and they don't have to. I said, right, you are.
Well, now you went to Sunday school and you saw to it that your children went.
And I cared my children.
Yes.
So they got big and old enough to go. They self, I can.
Yeah.
Well, after they got big and old enough to go, they self. I'll go with them sometime, but they had to go to Sunday school every Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Till they got grown and left. Now they don't know the big church. The mom don't hardly go to Sunday school. I tell them they ought to be ashamed of that.
They wasn't raised like that.
I said, now every one of y'all, T.C., Lars, and all of them, I said, y'all was raised and taught to go to Sunday school every Sunday morning. I said, nah, you don't go and you don't care if your children don't go.
Yeah.
I said, maybe if you went, a little more, maybe his children would be more interested in him. Well, they don't want to go.
You know Charles's mama.
Hmm?
You know his mama.
Charles' mama?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You don't ever see her?
I see her at church sometimes. She'd go to church whenever
well,
she can get away to go.
Well, we've been here
one way or the other, but we've been in this and you too.
Wait a minute.
Take it on. I don't
want
to talk to you until I'm not. Miss Daisy, we got a long wire on that telephone now.
You see
it goes clear on in there.
Uh-huh.
It used to be so short you couldn't hardly pick the darn telephone up.
You can pick it up now and cat anyway.
You sure can. And that's a great help. You see, she can go in there and talk as long as she wants to.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yes. Well, I tell you, it looks like our little neighborhood's thinning out. You know, we've been talking like that.
Yeah.
But then it looks like the whole community is sending out. You never see them.
That's right.
Unless they go to Sunday school or somewhere, you never see them.
You don't see them.
Where are you supposed to run into people?
I don't know.
They don't go calling. Now, Doris keeps up with her singers.
Her children.
Her singers. The choral union.
Oh, yes, she. Tends her church.
Yeah.
And she. 10 other churches. Well, she don't have no Sunday school. Yeah, once in a while they have Sunday school if they gonna have a special program or something of it. Well, they have Sunday school that morning. Well, the people that's on program, well, they may have this Sunday school they set.
Yeah.
Well, then y'all go to Sunday school. After that's over, Mr. Myers, Sunday school slow.
Yeah. Oh, you went to town yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh. You and James?
Me and James. Early yesterday morning.
Yeah. Well, you can't go too early. They don't open up too early up there, do they?
No, they don't. Well, we leave home at 8.
Oh, yeah.
And sometime where we going, it's open, and sometime it ain't.
Yeah.
You just have to wait.
Yeah. Well, now, you got your food stamps.
Me?
Uh-huh.
No, not yet.
Oh, you didn't
can't
go?
Get them without money.
You mean you didn't go up there to get your food stamps?
Uh-uh. I went up there to the office. I went up there to the insurance office. That's where I went. Oh. I have some insurance with the Gulf Company. Well, the man I had for about 10 or 15 years long, they moved him this year. So the man they put in his place, I haven't seen him but once. So I went up there to see about that. That's what I. So they said that, don't worry about it. So he will be there. So he should have been there. I said, well, he ain't. I said, I ain't know what to do about it. So I come up here to see what could y'all do about it. And they said, well, we'll straighten it out. So that was all.
Yeah. Well, they will in time, but what you want is to keep it straight.
That's right. That's what I want.
That's what insurance is for.
Keep it straight.
You don't want your insurance to be in force now and then a little time later. You want that solid.
That's right. But I tell you, Mr. Miles, everybody just about it. They do what they want and do it when they want.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yes. Yes.
Just like I told a man the other day, I said, he haven't been here to see about me or collecting nothing. I said, looks to me like he just don't care. I said, he's got his money and he's getting his money and he don't care if I don't get none. He said, nowadays I don't think it's like that. So I said, well, it looks like it. He said he just haven't been. Said he must be tied up some way. Another said, but he's supposed to do his work. and tend to his business. And I'll see, we will see that he do. That's our thinking, and I sure appreciate it.
But you was getting a little nervous about that insurance.
Yeah, I was. I paid it so long, Mr. Martin, that's all I have to depend on. I don't have nothing in the bank. That's the only bank that kind of have.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Miss Daisy still hadn't got them stamps, Faye.
No.
I ain't gonna get them till I get some money to get them with. When I get me some money, I'm going back.
Yeah.
Up there. Until then, I go. You see, everybody know Daisy ain't working. And she can't borrow no money.
Yeah.
From nobody, cause they see, don't see no way of her paying it back. So I quit trying. I ain't asked nobody but James. My daughter, they ain't got nothing.
They just stay fleeced all the time, don't they?
That's right. But, Mr. Meyer, you know that's hard for me to believe. You're making $50 a week in old and can't loan nobody $4 or $5. No time. It ain't buying nothing.
Yeah.
They ain't buying it.
Yeah.
They is buying something, so they say. They's paying on the house.
Yeah.
That's what James had to tell you all the time.
Yeah.
I had to make my house pay needs.
Yeah.
I had to pay my insurance.
I like cookies.
That took everything I had.
Yes, I've heard that same thing.
Yeah.
Well,
so I quit asking.
Say, we're going to have to do something so Miss Daisy can get them stamps. She just can't often
don't worry about it.
Get along without that.
Don't worry about it.
How
I'm
going to
get
you?
Some money some of these days, and when I get me some money, I'm going up there.
Yeah, but you can't hold your breath until you got to
eat. Oh, no. I eat every day.
How much you short, Miss Daisy?
Hmm?
How much are you short?
Me?
Yeah.
Stamps?
Of getting them stamps.
Oh, I ain't got no stamps now. In 2 months.
Yes. Well, how much you need to get them? You can still get them this month.
Well, I don't ever know what I'm going to have to pay for.
Yeah.
Till I go up there and they tell me. You have to go up there and find out. What is they going to do?
Yeah.
That's one thing about it. That's why I say, when I get me some money, I'm going up there.
Well, the money that you got, can't you put that in? Can't you buy
it? I ain't got none. I ain't got no money.
You ain't perfectly flat, are you?
Just as flat as this man. Just that flat.
Gee whiz.
You see, if I could work, I could talk, and I could do something. Well, I ain't working. I have nothing to depend on but that little check.
Yeah.
That's all. Well, by time I get it, pay light bill, gas bill, grocery bill, and it's gone. Little insurance. You know, that don't go far. And when I get through it here, I'm through.
And you can't just stretch it to get
it's
any better?
Stretch before I get it. It's done stretch too long.
Golly. Wait a minute.
I don't know when she's done.
You can go in there.
See.
Yeah,
she can go in there.
Better go in there.
Yeah. You can speak to Mother a minute. I wonder if she's dressed or not, Miss Daisy. She's right over here.
She's up?
Yeah, she's up, but why don't you come over here and speak to her?
What are you doing?
Glad to have you, Jesse.
We're going to get some more.
Yeah, we're getting it now. Good.
Just to be sure.
Well, we really needed it, didn't we?
Yeah, we really needed it.
You've been good this morning?
I'm feeling too good. I've been having a little trouble.
Mm-hmm.